Okay, so now, Jason, I'm really excited to have you here with this guest because we're talking about releasing emotional blockages and a very interesting technique that I did some research on. It's called tapping. And I went to see our guest, who is Donna Marie, and we were going to do this tapping, but we got off on another tangent and we started with the energy work. But first, welcome to the show, Donna Marie.
Thank you very much.
Okay, so before we get into all of the details about what you do, just can you kind of summarize what is tapping?
Well, the best way that I could say it quickly so that you can have a good understanding of how the procedure works, it's very similar to acupuncture, but it's acupuncture with words. Whereas if you were to go for acupuncture, they would place the needle where the energy is blocked. When you do tapping, you go to where the energy is blocked, but through expressing the emotion that you're feeling or holding onto, you're able to release and let go of the cause of the block. So you're not only releasing the pain, but you're releasing the pain from coming back again. So it's a multifaceted, very healing technique, and it's self-taught, self-learned, and chemical-free.
Yeah, chemical-free. I like that as well, because we all have lots of chemicals going into our body. And you're like physically tapping on your body, like the energy meridians.
That's
right?
Correct. So there are 8 meridian points that you'll be tapping on.
Okay. And where are the meridian points located? Like always in your hand or all over your body?
You can do it on your hand. There's 8 specific points that you do. Do you want me to show you where they are?
No,
you
no.
You can't
but
see me?
No, no. Actually, people can't
it's
see you.
It's mostly on the face.
Mostly on the face. Okay. So the process is you're literally tapping on your body and you're saying particular things to help release the root cause of whatever your blockages are.
Exactly.
Okay. So Jason, I'm curious because Jason, I have anxiety, which I've talked about many times here, and Jason lives with bipolar disorder. So Jason, I'm curious, had you ever looked into or heard of this technique?
I had, yeah. I'd heard a little bit about it. I'd heard of other therapies that are similar, like Reiki. Not the same exactly, but similar. And I've always believed that any kind of therapy that gets you as emotionally centered and relieved of baggage that you can be, that's a good thing. What I would say is that in some cases, I'm one of them, some people are going to need a chemical treatment, some sort of a treatment like medication to address a mental illness like bipolar. In my case, that was never something I could avoid. And I think it's good that people know that sometimes these therapies can work together. It's
That's
not
exactly
always
right.
one it, or the other.
Just to be clear, this is not to replace any kind of medication that you should be on dependent of what your condition is. This is really to assist you emotionally in releasing and letting go of anything that you're holding on to, say because of your condition, that is depleting you in any way, preventing you from seeing yourself as whole. Because when we have any kind of emotional condition, we think that there's something missing in us. So it's teaching you how to address those feelings and those emotions, being honest with them, addressing how it makes you feel, and then releasing it and letting it go. And it's through the exhalation that you're able to release the energy from your physical form. But it is designed to work for you. And if you have a need for medicine, then this is not going to eradicate that need. It's going to simply give you a stronger base to work from.
That's well said. And I just wanted to ask quickly, how did you get into this well, discipline?
Yeah. Almost by default, but I don't believe in default. But I had my daughter who for 12 years was not able to fall asleep. From the day she was born, she could only fall asleep when she was sleeping on me. As soon as I would put her into the crib, she would wake up again as she got a little bit older.
My son was like that too.
There you go. Yeah. And she would take 3 hours to fall asleep when she'd go to her bed when she was older, and then she'd wake up every 40 minutes. So the first 12 years of her life, I didn't sleep. And anyone who's a parent knows what that feels like to
not
to be completely sleep deprived. We went to so many specialists, so many sleep specialists, and there was no solution, only medication. I was introduced to somebody who does tapping, and after 2 sessions, the problem was solved.
Wow, that's amazing. After 2 sessions, that's pretty quick. Yeah,
it was so amazing. I didn't understand. Like, I didn't understand it. So I had to go and find out. And this is how I ended up doing what I do now.
You're listening to Life Unrehearsed. I'm Stephanie Erickson, social worker, family caregiving expert, here with Jason Fanuka and my guest host. And in studio, we have Donna Marie, and we're talking about tapping. One of the things that you said, Donna Marie, was that these blockages, this process called tapping gets to the root source. How is it that we can get to the root source in just two sessions and release it? This like seems miraculous to me.
I know it is actually. And this is the problem. And this is the stigma that I'm trying to erase. We don't understand that we're actually built and designed to heal ourselves. And we have a capacity to do that, but we have not been educated on how to take care of ourselves. So this is, we're made up of energy. It's energy that we hold on to for any physical, emotional, for any emotional feeling that we hold on to that has a negative impact on us. It depletes us in some way. So by just simply talking through how it feels while tapping on your meridian points, you are able to release and let go of what the body is physically holding on to that is depleting you. And as you do, the energy is released and you immediately feel better.
Yeah. And I went to see Dawn Marie, Jason. I don't know if I told you this before we went on air, but I went to see her and I was going to try this tapping because I wanted to kind of be able to talk about my experience. But I had so much energy blocked up.
I know.
We never got to the tapping. We ran out of time.
We had to start clearing you.
Yeah. And it was a very interesting experience. What was it like watching me go through that process? Because I ended up in tears as I was just breathing, using your breathing technique, and all this stuff was just pouring out of me. What was happening for
me? Because I'm an EFT practitioner. So yes, I do teach the client how to tap, but I am a medium and I tap into your energy field. So prior to a client coming to see me, I'm already into alignment with their energy and what they're holding on to. It's very similar to reading a perfume. You know, there's a top note, a middle note, and a bass note. As soon as you start breathing, I can read your breath. And I can see colors. And depending on the colors that come out, I can see if it's anger or frustration or stress. And I can see where it's locked in the body. So I'm immediately be given direction on showing you how and where to release it. And then I'm also being given assistance on exactly what is causing it. So we're tapping, but it's like tapping on speed.
Tapping on speed.
Pretty much that's what it is. Not going to lie.
Yeah. And I have to say, actually, after I left, I mean, the first half an hour, I was, you know, kind of in a blur, but I am telling you, the next 4 or 5 days, it was like a huge weight was lifted off of me, and we never got to the tapping, which is something I'm interested in doing, and we'll have to talk about that. You're listening to Life Unrehearsed. Stephanie Erickson, social worker and family caregiving expert, in studio with my guest co-host Jason Finucane with StigmaZero.com. Did I say that right?
That is correct.
Okay, perfect. And in studio, I have my daughter with me next to me, but as our guest, we have Dawn Marie, and we're talking about tapping, which is a type of an emotional release therapy. The reason why I chose that song, Donna Marie, as I was saying before we went to traffic, is that I had a little session with you, and that's exactly how I felt after. I could not believe, like, I was kind of sinking into a depression when I came to see you, and I'm not normally a depressed person. Yes, I have anxiety, but I rarely feel depressed. I was having such a hard time. I come to you, we just do I don't mean to minimize it.
No,
breathing, and I walked out and I felt like a brand new woman. So for me, with anxiety and the depression I was feeling, it was super helpful. Who else can benefit from this?
There's actually nobody that can't benefit from it. I'm going to say the majority of my clients are people with very high positions, CEOs, presidents of their own companies, and they have a lot of stress to deal with. Their husbands or wives, and they have families to take care of, and they've got a lot of stress and they're trying to juggle. So the biggest demand that I get is stress and anxiety, but I have, you know, as young as 5 years old and as old as 85 years old, this is something that can be used for anyone and by anyone, anything that you're holding on to that is preventing you from moving forward in any way. This is the tool. It helps you tap into the problem, release and let go of the emotion. And as you release and let go of the emotion, you physically remove it from your physical space. Tapping is a rewiring of the brain.
So cool.
I would like to give you the opportunity to respond to any of our listeners who might be skeptical, who might say, I don't know if
Baloney.
I believe this.
In fact, if Matt Del Vecchio was here, he might be rolling his eyes.
Yeah,
but I have a million clients that are skeptical. And you don't have to believe it. That's the thing. I mean, the reality is you're made up of energy, whether you want to believe that or not. Mm. And anything that you hold on to that is a negative energy is depleting for the physical form. If you hold too much of it, it becomes depleting. Because we're energetic beings, we vibrate. So the more energy, negative energy that we hold on to, the lower the vibration. The more light energy we hold on to, the higher the vibration. So in addressing anything that is not supporting you or serving you in any area of your life that you feel blocked, it could be for work, it could be for overwhelm, it could be for relationship issues, any place where you feel like you can't get past, you simply tap on the meridian points. You address how it makes you feel. You always have to acknowledge the emotion. Because it's the truth, and then you breathe and release it and let it go.
I like that you're saying this, because I think for most people, we don't want to accept how we feel. Our society is very much of a, let's push this aside. Come on, buck up. You can get over it. And Jason, I'm sure in the stigma world and all the work you do, you've heard this 1,000 times.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And I agree with you. And even before I came to see you, I mean, it was definitely one, I'm sure my husband would agree, to talk on and on about how I was feeling at certain times. And I'm hoping I'm passing that on to my kids to go ahead and acknowledge how you feel. Why do you think it's so hard for people to do that? Like, if they come and see you and you're telling them, no, embrace the feelings first, or acknowledge them, and then we're going to let them go. Do people have a hard time with that first step?
Absolutely. And that's why people have a hard time letting go. People don't want to believe the truth that's holding them back. But the problem is that our brain logically wants an answer before it releases anything that does not feel right. But the body doesn't. The body does not want to hold on to anything that does not feel comfortable. So when we do tapping, the first thing I do is I put that person into alignment with their heart, because the heart already knows everything that you need, all that you need to feel well, and everything that you need to let go of. So when we start working from that place, the body is right on board to release and let go of anything that is not supporting it. And it is really easy, but you have to get that person ready to let go. But in order to let go, you have to honor how you feel. It's incredibly important.
Yeah, and I think I've said this before, I think once, and I'll give credit to my friend Lynn, who's the one who says this to me, is she always says, your body knows what to do. And we all get in the way, our head gets in the way.
Exactly.
For you, Jason, having a diagnosis of bipolar, what does this sound like to you in hearing this? Does this sound like it's something that could apply even to your life as well, even though I know that medication's important for you?
Yeah, I really think that I can't answer it for me personally. I've never done it. I don't feel a strong need for that sort of therapy, but I know people who have used that kind of therapy and really benefited from it. And one of the things I will say is that whether it's, as you talked about, relationship difficulties, or whether it's an illness, when my illness first presented, the reason I know so much about stigma is because I applied it to myself for 2 solid years. And it wasn't until I faced that reality that I was able to address my illness properly.
Exactly.
And in a way, I went through a process that you would have guided me through in the first place, which is recognize the problem for what it is, recognize that you're holding yourself back, and then you can move forward and begin to address it. So I certainly think that it is a healthy mindset to look at and recognize that,
definitely,
that our bodies are complex and we need to look at the whole picture.
And Donna Marie, we're starting to wind down on time, and I just want to make sure I understand, how long can the benefits last? So for me, I did this energy release with you. We didn't quite get to the tapping. Mm-hmm. How long can I expect to be happy where my kids still don't find me to be dangerously angry at home?
Well, the thing is that the more you do it, the easier and more natural it becomes. But as soon as you release that energy, it's gone.
And you teach people how to do it for themselves. So they see you a couple times and then they're on
their
own?
This is the whole point. It's to really put people back in their saddle. You know, it's to give them back the reins to their own life. They're perfectly capable of taking care of themselves. Mm-hmm. They haven't been taught.
So how can people reach you if they want to learn more about this?
They can reach me at donnamarie.ca or info@donnamarie.ca. And I also put a link on your
Life Unrehearsed, the Life Unrehearsed Facebook page. Okay, yes. Great. Thank you so much for being here, Donna Marie.
Thank you.